Well, good morning, church. And on this last podcast for the year 2021, I can't believe that it has come so quickly. And as we think about this past year, we have had plenty of opportunity in this time to live out what it looks like to be a believer in Jesus Christ. As I was thinking about this broadcast and thinking about this time, I was reading in Oswald Chambers, and he has a section on what's called Approved of God. And it is the verse that comes out of this is 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And I think that this is a very misinterpreted passage. I think that, and it's probably the focus that the passage is used that is the problem. People mostly talk about that they need to divide the word properly to other people, and that's true. But I think that what Paul is saying to Timothy is that the word of God needs to be divided in personally and into my heart first. And so can I take the truths of God's word and express them to myself well? And how does that happen? I believe that that the years that I have been a follower of Jesus Christ, that it's actually a couple of things that come in. First of all, it is me being in God's Word, and reading it and allowing it to meditate in my heart, but then that word going through the wine press of experiences of my life, in which the two come together and begin to crush the juice, crush the truth out of the word into my life. And as it does, I begin to see it for what it is. And then as I mill that around of how God's word and life collide with each other and begin to form truths and nuggets that push my life into a life of truth versus a life of falsity, then it becomes something that I can express. I think that a Christmas song expresses this reality. It says, right, "Truly he taught us to love one another," O Holy Night says. "His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim." It is that in the midst of the oppression of the world, that God's truth of our love for him, our love for each other, that we're all on equal ground together, and that we're called to walk together in his truth, is something that is proclaimed. And boy, we need to hear that. We need to hear that today. I think that Paul, I think Luke says it to us in Luke 9:23, when he says that anyone who would want to be my disciple, who would want to follow me and be my disciple, must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. It is the crushing of life that causes us to deny ourselves, and then it is that crushing when all the peripheral stuff that does not matter is destroyed. And the truth of God's word squeezes out as wonderful juice that then we realize that our life's call is to take up our cross and to follow him. And it's not easy. We live in a time right now, for the past 50 to 70 years, Christianity has been easy. It was accepted by society for so long. The church really didn't have to work hard years and years ago about being full because there was a seemingly societal acceptance, and at least from a moral standpoint, people kind of grabbed a hold of the idea. But as society has rejected Christianity, and as people have said, well, really, how important is morality? Because people have come to the place of saying there is no absolute truth anymore. And so morality is something that each person determines. Then we have seen a thinning of God's people. We have seen an expression of rejection of Christianity, and we have seen a society that now becomes oppressive to Christianity, and that's what's happening. You know, in the midst of this, it is those who study and struggle to express God's truth in their own words, not just borrowing words, but making God's word an expression of my being, an expression of who I am, that juice flows out, and they become people that, through the Spirit of God, are standing on solid ground and determined and walking forward, no matter what happens. This past Monday, I prayed at the city, and one of the things I prayed about was the fact that there has been a great rejection of our God, the creator, the divine creator of all things. And yet in the midst of it, he has been loving and caring and compassionate and bringing his grace onto this world. And the atheist who rejects him breathes in and out because our God says, let there be life. And that is true. And so as you think about it, there's a few passages from Timothy that the Apostle Paul says to Timothy that I think we just need to hear. It says in 1 Timothy 1:18, Timothy, my son, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by reclaiming them, you may fight the battle well. Hold on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. And so in this time of struggle, in this time where we need to present ourselves approved by God, and that we need to rightly divide the word, these are the days that we need to allow the word of God to squeeze out of all the oppression, all of what's going on, and that we need to allow the fruit of the word of God to come through. And Paul is saying to Timothy, don't give up. Don't leave Ephesus. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but stay in there because it is a good thing. He said in 1 Timothy 4, starting with the 12th verse, he says this, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, and in faith and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of the elders laid hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And so these are times in which we need to diligently continue to fight. And then the last one that that I want to read to you, that Timothy gives about this whole diligence, says, "Then you, then my son, be strong in the grace." This is 2 Timothy 2. "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and in the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serves as a soldier, gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. So stay focused on the training that we have. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules." And so stay in the word and let the word of God move you in these times. And then the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight. Remember, Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. We're called to be approved to God as workers, rightly dividing the word of God. There's no time in history that the word of God needs to be rightly divided than right now. Rightly divided, that I take it in on a daily basis, that I allow the Spirit to squeeze out all the other garbage that is not important, and that the juices of the word of God squeeze in and through my experiences so that I am able to live out an expression of the word of God. I pray that today, that each of us will do that. You are loved. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word that's true. Thank you for the fact that, Lord, you're calling us to be workmen that are approved, workmen that rightly divide the word of God. First of all, for myself, so that, Father, the word of God is being worked out, even when in the world there's a pressure for me to work out another gospel. And second of all, so that I may be able to verbally express how the word of God is working out in me to others, that it may be a fruit unto them also. Father, bless each one who hears this today. And Father, may the word of God work out in their lives a fruit that passes on to others. You are loved. And thank you for loving us so much that you sent your own son so that we could have life and life to the fullest. We love you and we trust you. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.